Good evening, and welcome to Politically Incorrect for Thursday, December the 15th, 2022. I think we're actually working tonight. Sorry about last week, folks. We had some issues, some technical issues on the podcast forum, and it looks like we're working today. Eric, there he is. I'm sure you can hear me there. Well, everything looks good this week. Good evening. All right, fantastic. This week's topic is going to be The Great Divide, Barking Up the Wrong Tree, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. If you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Hi, Anna. So I saw Marilyn entered and left. I don't know if she's still there. Maybe she's hiding somewhere. Eric, oh, good evening, everybody. Stop for a prayer. And the Heavenly Father, we pray as we approach the season of all religions, the season of Christmas, one of the busiest times of the year. We should all pray for each other. We should think about each other, our family, our friends, relatives, those we love, those we hate. Think about ourselves and pray that we understand ourselves better. Heavenly Father, we pray for your guidance moving forward during this season to show us the truth and your love. We pray in your name. Amen. So one-time donors tonight, all our donors are Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Marcy, Bedlam, Mark, and Jay. Current Truth Premium subscribers, Alinda, David, Bruce, Sharla, Diana, Gary, and patrons, Alicia and Dan. I think I've got everybody covered on that. And again, I apologize for last week. Apparently, I heard that someone else was having the same problems that I was having with the pod being the day before, or you know, it was on, I guess the Monday before. So looks like the problems are at least resolved for now, hopefully. Now we're talking about the Great Divide. We're going to have a couple things to open up. I don't have a lot of pre-topics on here, but we're going to try to limit the time here to the half an hour we normally run, only because I just got back from the dentist today. I'm a little bit off kilter and had some work needs to be done. So never a fun thing. And then we had snow and sleet and got back to work. I'm working from home and I got in my office and my wife brings me this wonderful glass of chocolate drink and set it down and reached over to grab a pen and it went. I mean, I took a shower in that literally. When I started working, I was drowned in chocolate drink. So that was not fun. It's been one of those days. And then I had run in with the Chinese. The Chinese. That's one story I'll bring up before I bring up the topic. It's the same thing. It's all part of this barking up the wrong tree, where there's two levels of with China. There's two levels of quality when they manufacture things and when they would deliver things. It's a two quality. One of them is their internal quality and the other is for export. And the export depends on what country it's being exported to. You know, they're real crooks. They really are the most evil, excuse the word, bastards. I have to use the word bastards. It's the only word that fits them. But the Chinese in China are the most evil bastards on the planet, I'm sure. They will send you a picture of something. If you go to buy something, say on eBay, they'll send you this wonderful picture, and this is they'll even put a brand name to it, and they'll say, "Oh, this is what we have to offer. You can buy it for whatever." You know, and you look at it; the picture looks perfect. You get it in the mail after 16 weeks of waiting, and all of a sudden you realize that what they've sent you is a box of packing peanuts instead of whatever device it was you want. I'm just ranting on because I just got screwed over by them today. So that was another one that's just frustrating. Oh, it's been a very frustrating day, folks, and it's getting more frustrating as this new wave of change is coming upon us. So we got a new sponsor too. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to wait till the midpoint like I usually do, but I haven't quite met with them yet, but I'll leave it to your discretion to figure out, you know, what the story is, but they seem pretty interesting. I'm going to have to have an interview with them. So it's going to be pretty cool. Lots of stuff going on right now. So the big thing is, you know, I started out with the electric cars. We're going to do a little bit about electric cars thank you, Marilyn, electric cars and the problems with them. You know, one of the problems is you talk about the fact checkers on like Facebook and ones that used to be on Twitter until Musk got there. And now he's fact checking people. But anyway, that's beside the point. But, you know, a lot of what goes around, you know, we have a problem in this country. I even had a problem in 2016. I mean, I spread a lot of misinformation around. I didn't know it was misinformation. How do you realize what it is? And here's the interesting fact. So if you have a fact, I'm talking to you right now. If I tell you something right now, I always tell people that listen to my shows or listen to me talk or listen to a speech I make. So I always tell them, look, I'm going to tell you stuff and I'm not going to cross-reference it. I'm not going to tell you where I found it out. I'm not even going to tell you how to prove it. I said, but put it down on a notepad. Say, hey, this is cool. And go find out for yourself. Because you know what? As soon as somebody says something, as soon as anybody speaks a single word, they're immediately liars. Why? Because you can't tell. It's like Schrodinger's cat. The Schrodinger's cat, you put a cat in a box and it's a live cat when you put it in. You wait 5 hours and you want to know, is this cat still, is there a live cat in there or did the cat die? Is it a dead cat? It could be either. It's like the tree that falls in the woods if nobody's there. I mean, you don't know. You don't know. You know, that's the original Schrodinger's cat is the tree in the woods. You honestly don't know if it's true or not. So I don't pretend to be true and valid with what I say. I'm telling you what I've heard. Is it right? I don't know. I try to research it. But that's the problem right now. See, that's when you go barking up the wrong tree, like electric cars, there's a good one. I'm going to tell you some facts now, and you can go research them yourself, like I was just saying. But, you know, electric cars, I found this out as an electrical engineer. I never did the research on it, but it's something everybody should do. Do you know that an electric car right now, if you burn 100% coal to make electricity and you charge your car off that coal generator, the electric car is still more efficient. Yeah, so-called truths, exactly. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. I like that. That's pretty good. Yeah, but now I'm going to say some things you're not going to believe, but you can look them up and it's true. And as an engineer, I've validated some of these things myself. So an electric car, let's jump back because this is one of the big things. We don't want electric cars because look, they're carrying a diesel generator. We don't have to charge to do it. If you take a diesel generator and you charge an electric car, you're wasting energy, a lot of energy. You're losing all the economics and the efficiency by doing that. However, if you have a gigawatt coal plant in your community and it's putting out electric energy for the whole community, suddenly the efficiency rate goes up and the electric cars charging on them are taking up much less of that energy. They're using what's there anyway. It would be wasted as heat because it's not being used. And it actually comes out that electric cars are more efficient. That does not mean that I want an electric car. You know, anybody out here wants an electric car that's on this platform right now, go ahead and tell me. Post it. Tell me why. Because I need to know that. They're kind of cool, but they're limited. See, my problem is that when people go out there, we lose so many battles. We lose so many battles because we look at the final thing and we look at things that aren't necessarily true, that can be proven that they're not true. You know, you have to show and prove these things. Now, I was shown that they're actually, you know, more efficient than gasoline engines. That's great. Now, the problem is they're not something that's functional. You know, functionality is just as important, you know. The viability. Now, electric cars, it has sort of a purpose. In a big city where you don't drive very much, they're great. If the second car and you're just going to the grocery store, I think it's fantastic. I love it. You know, they're great. They have a purpose. They have a place. But as a general car to go, if you want to go cross country, if you want to go more than a 300-mile capability or 250 miles, and they say 300 miles, I don't believe that. Now, I've seen some reviews, and I've seen people get stuck because if you're going through the mountains, for instance, on a snowy day in the dark, and you're going uphill, even though you're going to be coming back downhill, you're losing a lot of that power. You may get 50 miles out of it. They will tell you that. You know, where I live, we've got hills, and that's the problem. The problem is convenience. The problem is it something we want? Is it something that you like? Is it something you can use? And they don't care about that. They don't care if you can use it or not. They don't care if it's functional even, as long as Greta Thunberg likes it and says it'll save the world. But the fact is, we need to approach people with the facts as to why we don't like these things, why these things shouldn't exist, where the problems are, or why they should exist. You know, they're looking at airplanes. Oh, we've got airplanes. You know, there's a lot of airplanes up there. Airplanes are actually pretty efficient, even though they burn a lot of fuel. They carry a lot of people at the same time, and the fuel they burn is different. But they're burning it up in the upper atmosphere, so it causes some problems. There's a lot of airplanes. That's one of the big things they're looking at. They don't bother to think about cruise ships. You know, at any given time in the world, there's a lot of big cruise ships. There are hundreds of them running at any time. And the biggest of them, there's at least 50 big ones out there, huge ships just running. Now, besides the waste, you know, there's huge waste, especially on board a ship where you're going out and you're eating and drinking day and night, gambling and carousing and whatever, using up all sorts of resources and throwing away all the waste. But the biggest thing is the fuel. You know, the cruise ships burn diesel fuel. And an interesting fact that I saw the other day was that the QE2 and most of the big ships of that size, their fuel efficiency is 6 inches per gallon. I kid you not. You heard that right. 6 inches per gallon. Yet no one ever complains about a cruise ship. You know, we got to make the cruise ships electric. Why do we go on a cruise? Why do we need cruise ships? You know, I get it. We want to have that freedom, and we want to have that fun and that whatever. But you ever hear that hellhole over in Russia? This giant hole that's burning. It's actually methane coming out, and they're burning it. It's a huge hole the size of a meteor crater out in Arizona, and it's just flaming and firing up. They don't know how to put it out. If they bury it and put it out, then all of a sudden the methane comes out. Methane is 10 times more potent than the CO2 that's being put out. Yet the amount of CO2 that's being put out from that hole is huge. There's so much going on that I call it the elephant in the room. You know, you're sitting in there and you're watching all this little crap go by, and there's the elephant walking right past. You don't even notice it. That's what we're looking at. So we got a crew here right now. I'm gonna throw my advertiser. This is kind of cool. This is kind of neat. So I'm gonna throw a quick pitch here. I want you to check this out. Tell me what you think of it. There's a new toy out, and I seem to recall seeing something like this years ago, but the thing is called Jesus Doll. And it's JesusDoll.com. This is kind of cool. It's a new sponsor of ours, too. Go to JesusDoll.com. Tell me what you think. If you like it, they use the word eternal. You'll get a great discount on it. What it is, basically, is it's a little thing that looks like a Jesus version of... Anna, what was that doll you had that's like flat doll? You know, those flat, like, squishy dolls? I forget what it's called. God, I can't think of the name of it. They used to advertise them all the time. But anyway, it's like one of those squishy flat dolls, and it gives Bible verses. So it's different. It's pretty cool. So anyway, check it out and let us know what you think of it. It's like I said, a new sponsor. It's a kind of different, cool, and different thing. So see, I'm reading your comments, Eric. I just want to get through a couple of these things right now. So back on topic here. The other thing that they don't realize and that they don't care. Thank you, Eric. The only thing they don't realize is that they don't care about us. So, you know, obviously there's a convenience factor. Convenience is not the huge problem, though. You got like go back to electric cars. You've got the charge time. You know, when you run out of spunk, you got to plug those things in for quite a while. You got to go have dinner, go to the bathroom, take a shower, take a nap. It's stupid. It really is. Just, I mean, it's just so stupid. How can you even consider something like that? It's stupid. But the other thing is the cost, the overall cost to the people. You know, the costs keep going up, and they go up, and everything costs more. And electric cars cost more than gasoline cars, even though gasoline has more intricate parts to it. In the long run, the maintenance is the same because you end up with a $15,000 battery, right? $30,000. Well, yeah, it's $15,000 to $30,000, depending on the car. If you got one of those fancy new Teslas, it's like $30,000. It's stupid. They don't care about us. They just don't care what it costs. And you see, that's a huge problem. You know, I call it the cost of going green. You know, they want all these things. Now, yes, like a highway robbery. Yeah, that's correct. But you look at it, I mean, windmills and all this other garbage, you know. And I had this thing that I went to look at my electric bill the other day. And I've always looked at the bill, but this time they're putting this cost to compare type thing. So the electric company gave a cost to compare. I was paying 8.9 cents. At the time when I got the contract with this green energy company, I thought it was high, but I liked them. They were nice people, and they've been good to me. So I got a three-year contract, and it was at 8.9. This was about 8 months ago. I realized that the PPL, the electric company out here, their current going rate is almost 16 cents a kilowatt hour. 16 cents compared to my 8.9. So, boy, am I glad that I've got another year and a half on that contract. I mean, the price, I remember when the price of electricity was 3.2 cents. And when it went up to 4 cents, I was crying. But they want us to run electric cars. Where was it? Over in, was it Switzerland that they banned the use of electric vehicles because the electricity's running out because of the situation over there with the Ukraine and all that? I mean, all they got to do is say, we're going to stop the electric line. Get a blackout. How do you ride your car when you got a blackout? They don't think of these things. They don't care. They just don't care. It's like California saying that you can't sell anything that's not electric. You can't sell a gas lawnmower. You can't sell a gas hedge clipper. And you can't even sell a gas generator. And yet they've got all these electric problems with electricity going down. What the hell do you do? Taking everything from us, folks. Never did that before. Electricity price doubled. They want us to go out there and, you know, buy electric cars and run them. Hey, here's a good one too. Now, here's the news. And I've heard so many permutations of this in the news, but there was one of the research laboratories in the United States just recently said that they finally got more power out of a fusion reaction than they put in. Joanne, I'm going to hold that thought, Joanne. Joanne's asking about classic cars. You know what? I'm going to jump the gun, Joanne, because you just made a great point. They actually, they're talking about classic cars and classic car parts. They actually, and I'm trying to remember how I was going to do this on another show, actually. But they were banning. Let me see how that goes. Oh, they have a thing in Congress that they want to ban anyone modifying a stock car, you know, a factory car, whether it's a classic or a new car or anything. So if you buy like a 1963 Corvette, and you want to put a different engine in that, they're not going to let you do it. They don't want you to do any modifications that aren't stock. They're going to make it a law that you can't change it. So you can't make a hot rod out of another car. Or you can't make the Tesla car like that guy did where he put a V8 engine in a Tesla. It'll be illegal to do that. Go figure. There's your answer, Joanne. They don't care about classic cars. Like it started with that Cash for Clunkers. Remember Cash for Clunkers? I'm going to tell you a sad story about Cash for Clunkers. I got a good friend of my son's that I really like. I haven't seen him in a long time because my son's gone crazy and become a family man. But anyway, he was part of this Cash for Clunkers. He's a mechanic, and they were paying him good money to destroy these old classic cars. So Cash for Clunkers, if you don't remember, that was a few years back. And what they did is it wasn't all that cracked up to be. And 2009, thank you, Eric. So yeah, Cash for Clunkers. So what people do is you bring your car in, you know, running or not, and then they'd give you a couple $1,000s for it or whatever. Then it would take and literally destroy the car. I figured they'd take these cars and they'd crunch them up, you know, just, you know, get rid of them. We're not allowed to sell them for parts. What they made this poor guy do, these beautiful classic cars in perfect running condition, many of them, they actually made this stuff that consisted of like sugar and sand and I don't know what else, tar or whatever. And they had to shove this stuff down in the engine in the gasoline tank and run the engine until it blew up. I mean, that's just sad. That's like committing murder or hanging someone from a noose. I mean, that's just, you don't do that. That's just showing your meanness. That's the government showing their meanness. You could crush it, put it in a crusher. But why would you do something like that? Why would you make people do something? I mean, I have tears in my eyes when I think about these great cars that are just being destroyed. It's absolutely crazy. Yeah, Jay Leno. Well, see, if you collect classic cars, now, Joanne, if you collect classic cars, you'll still be able to keep them as they are. You won't be able to change them. You won't be able to put a crate engine in them. You won't be able to put in, you know, you won't be able to do anything that's not standard for them. That's what it is. I haven't read the whole thing. That was for another show, but keep that in mind. That's going to be coming up too. So, okay, so then fusion. And I'm a big promoter of hydrogen fusion. Now, here's the problem with fusion. See, they're saying, oh, we finally put out more energy than we put into it. It takes tons and tons of energy to start a fusion reaction. And yeah, fuel for it. That's it. Don't get me started on fuel. I don't know what's going to happen with fuel for like classic cars or whatever. That's a whole other topic for another podcast. So they made more energy. And then they say it's going to take at least 40 years before it's viable, before you have your first power plant in operation. 40 years. And so, this won't meet Joe Biden and Greta Thunberg's demands. So they're still pushing out for the stupid solar panels and the windmills and all the other garbage. What's going to happen now is that as the technology becomes available for hydrogen fusion, the whole world's going to be filled with these stupid solar panels that we have to get rid of, and these stupid windmills that break down and have to be buried. And they're going to be generating almost all of our energy, and there won't be any profit into it for the people that are designing these multi-billion-dollar fusion reactors. See where I'm going with this? It's going to die. Even though the technology will be there, it will fizzle out because there will be no market for it. And yet the mainstream media is like, well, we're going to have fusion. They're going to be fusion power. It's going to be great. Now, 40 years down the road, we're going to have fusion power. Unless somebody comes up with the Chinese will come. I'm telling you, the Chinese are working on it right now. So we're going to commonly collected cars. Yeah. Ford, Mustangs, Beetles. Yeah. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with all the classic market? If when they get rid of all these fuels, what are you going to do with that quaint kerosene lantern you've got on your farm and maybe you want to burn a candle? They don't want you to burn anything. It's a fire pit. I mean, they don't want you to burn anything. It's crazy. It's insane. It really is. They're just getting really out of hand. They're taking everything we have, everything we love, just taking it away from us. It's a great reset. The great reset. Think about that. That's what he called it. The great reset. Great reset. Let's look at another topic. Now I'm shifting topics only because they all relate to the elephant in the room and the barking up the wrong tree. So everybody comes out and they complain. Oh, you got this Brittany Griner. We let her out of Russia. Oh, we traded her for this serious criminal. That I don't agree with that. I truly don't agree with the person we traded it for. I'm going to get crap for this. I know that, but I don't know what to call it. But anyway, we traded for this stupid, I don't like sports to begin with. And when a man tries to commandeer a woman's sport, that just pisses me off. I don't know about you, but that just torques me off. But that's a whole other story for the topic for another day. Maybe I won't be able to have that topic because it'll shut me down probably. Anyway, the big thing is, why did the Paul Whelan, the decorated military person, why did he not? Isn't he traded for? And everybody gets upset about that. And then they start the liberals off. Now look, first of all, Paul Whelan's got citizenship in, I think it was four. Is it four? Eric probably knows better. It's either four or five countries. And he's actually was convicted of various crimes. I mean, it was a thing where we don't know all of the details, but what I know, and how many on the podcast here still like Donald Trump? Anybody like Donald Trump still? I love Donald Trump. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I like Ron DeSantis too, and of some others, but I still like Donald Trump. Donald Trump, there you go. Thank you, Eric. Donald Trump refused to release Paul Whelan and refused to trade. And he was going to trade, willing to trade. The Russians were willing to trade for a, thank you, Marilyn, willing to trade for a less vicious and violent criminal. But Donald Trump wouldn't trade for him. Does that say something now? Does that say something? You know, there was a problem with this man. So, okay, we traded for someone that's not worth a dime, that hates our country. But because we emphasize this other person, and then they say, oh, well, what's their comeback? Oh, well, Donald Trump didn't release him either. And it's true. So we can't pay, we shouldn't be passing, we can do whatever we want, but we shouldn't be passing false or unverified information, because it's a scary thing. It's like the, and I'm going to jump back to here, the, I'm going to jump to something else first. I got too much to go on here because I missed a week. That's the problem. I hope this never happens again with this Podbean. Okay, these two go together. So, all right. You've got a thing in Africa. So we're talking about cashless society. And yet they're trying to say, no, there'll always be cash and whatever. Yet a lot of things are going cashless. I just heard that if you wanted to park, where was it at? I just saw it on the news locally. If you wanted to park at an event or whatever, all the meters are cashless. Now, fortunately, what I don't like is when you have to have an app that you have to put money in, just like the tolls are in the state now with this Easy Pass crap. But here you can use a credit card to pay for your toll, but you can't use cash. Little by little, cash is going by the wayside. So they don't want you to have cash because they can't find it. They can't look at it. They can't grab it. They can't send those 87,000 tax collectors after your cash because they don't know you spent it or what you did with it or even where you got it. That's why they don't like cryptocurrency. They're looking at putting mandates on that and laws for that. But in Africa, in several countries in Africa now, the banks have limited cash withdrawals. The banks, the national banks, have limited cash withdrawals to their citizens to $45 US. How long is it going to take before they get that here? Now, if you make some cash sales and you want to put some stuff on your front lawn and sell your couch, or you want to put some antiques out, and you're not going to be a business of it, and you get a wad full of cash from it, right now, that's great. Nobody can track that cash. And if you don't want it, like if you don't want to those 87,000 IRS agents coming after you, you don't want to report it, which you shouldn't have to begin with, especially if it's something that's used. You know, they make all of us try to reconcile. What the hell I know what I paid for my couch? You know, if I paid $1,000, I sold it for $800, I don't have to pay taxes. What do I don't know what I paid for that couch 20 years ago. It's crazy. If you want to do this, you can do that now. And if you don't want to put it in the bank because you're afraid the bank's going to keep track of it, you stick it in your sock drawer and you use it to pay for groceries. You won't be able to do that if you can only take $45 out of the bank. That's why Germany's revolting. They call it the far right. Far right extremist groups, they're calling them. They call us the far right extremist groups. What the hell do you call a far left that's burning down cities? What do you call them? They're not extremist groups. You know, I'd rather see someone sock a few $100 bills in their sock drawer and use it for groceries than see all of Chicago being burnt to the ground by some idiots that don't like it because somebody didn't like them. So we're going to have one more shot here. We're going to run over a little bit. Like I said, we have a little bit longer slot, but I don't want to roll too long because I'm just got back from the dentist and my teeth are like rebelling. Anyway, so I was looking at Died Suddenly. If you haven't seen Died Suddenly, you absolutely must. Who hasn't seen Died Suddenly? So if you haven't seen Died Suddenly, the video, put that, let me know. So, cash. No, you got so much great stuff, Eric. I'm reading it all, but I don't have time to put it on my podcast. Eric is a great guy because all kinds of wonderful. Read his notes on the screen if you can watch the screen. Some really great stuff. So just saw a German study was done. Now, Died Suddenly is worth seeing. If you haven't seen it, go find it. Go see. You can download it. You can do it for free. And yeah, I may actually read that, but we'll give it a minute here. So they it's basically showing, and again, I don't know what to trust. There's such deep fakes that are terrible. It's a bunch. Well, this is a bunch of undertakers. They're saying that they've never seen anything like it. Blood clots, miles long, super thick, that are not blood clots. They're clots of something else. They're like fat clots or something. And then they pull them out. And I've never seen anything like it. I've been in the medical industry for a long time. I'm out of it now, but I wasn't in it for a very long time. I've never seen stuff like this. They're pulling these strings out that look like jump ropes out of people's veins that died, that just dropped over and keeled over. And they got videos of people just keeling over. I don't know if it's true or not, but I do know that I just saw at a German study. The German study actually confirms the death by inflamed heart within 20 days of taking Pfizer and Moderna or AstraZeneca. That's a proven fact. I mean, they actually published that in the medical journals. Now, why aren't they being researched? Now, the reason I point out for DeSantis, I think DeSantis is really putting a push on that, because he's actually suing. He's suing the government because he can't sue the drug companies because of that. You know, in fact, he's demanding that the research. If he gets that research in there, he's gonna be really, really hot to trot. I'm telling you that, because if he gets somebody to actually research what's going on with these things that's killing people, and we don't know this, nobody wants to look at it. They go before the government agencies and they don't do anything. As Eric said, on the topic of the Died Suddenly, UK funeral director was disturbed by the autopsy findings of unusually abnormally shaped blood clots. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, there's a whole video on this thing. You know, we definitely need to see something going on. And DeSantis is pushing this. Again, we have to see where all this goes in the next 2 years, because, you know, the winner is something. You can prove that these drug companies are doing this, and Trump didn't get in there and do it, but DeSantis did. Who knows? Could be interesting. But anyway, I'm following. I'm not talking about politics, about that type of politics right now. We'll follow it day by day on that one. So I'm gonna for those who don't see the comments here, and before we part, we're at the half hour plus mark. But Eric put up a great thing here. Says that there are stories of people who, for the most of their adult lives, hoarded cash, and then die filthy rich, leaving loved ones with inheritance. And a personal friend spoke of a coworker who had a mother who hoarded money, and this deceased woman's kids inherited approximately $8 million. $8 million. You'd probably be flabbergasted at that. $8 million hoarding money. Crazy. It's absolutely crazy, Eric. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And go ahead and send me that link. Eric's going to send some links, and you can look on. Yeah, I'll take a look at them as well then. So I'm gonna kind of shut the podcast down next. I think we've reached the end of the line. I mean, you get the point where I'm going. Where you think about what you're reading, think about what you're seeing before you actually say anything. I'm going to close with one interesting thing that makes the guys. We were talking about Brittany Griner. Everybody says, "Oh, it's a man. It's a man," and working it. Well, I had a friend that he actually lived with me for a while after I got divorced. And the nicest guy you'd ever meet. He's dead now. He had a heart problem and got crushed between two ships. He was like a welder. But anyway, nicest guy you'd ever met. So he was talking about this. He's a photographer. So he's talking about this girl at work. We all said that this girl's not a girl, it's a guy. It was so much like a guy that it made, you know, it made Michelle Obama look like a woman. But anyway, it was crazy, because he said she's a woman. I'm like, no, she's not. Yes, she is. Well, he was in the habit of taking naked pictures. He took naked pictures everywhere. He even took naked pictures of my wife. It's crazy. But anyway, and I didn't even know that at the time, but until later on. But he did it for fun, basically. But he showed a picture of this woman and what she had. For those of you, I was going to say, use a term. My favorite term is pudendum. She had a pudendum the size of a. I mean, you would, yeah. Right, exactly. Down there, she had the biggest bulge that would look, you would swear it was a guy. And she had a, she had the face of a guy, but she did not have a banana down there. So never take anything you see. What I'm trying to say, with all the deep fakes out there now, you never ever want to take for granted anything you hear or see. Prove it for yourself first and keep your mouth shut otherwise, because you can really get in hot water and send things around that can cause real trouble and cause people like Donald Trump to get in trouble too, because then he'll start boasting of the same thing. It's crazy. You know, politicians do that. Oh yeah, yeah. And then they don't bother to look at. So yes, happy Hanukkah starting. That's right. Eric says, I wish a happy Hanukkah, which starts this weekend. It ends, 2 days after Christmas, I believe. It's 8 days of Hanukkah. This is 2 days after Christmas. So yeah, got a lot of Jewish friends myself. So, and Hanukkah is a great time of the year. It's not a big holiday for the Jews, though. It's not as big as other ones, but and then Christmas is coming. Yeah, it's 10 days away. Christmas next week will be our Christmas show. So be sure to come by and we can talk about Jesus on Christmas, because there's another, what I call a deep fake, some interesting things about Jesus and the life of Jesus that we don't know. And little snippets have come by that actually prove some interesting things. So we'll make it a great Christmas, because it's all about the man, Jesus. And we will, and then we'll go from there. Don't forget Boxing Day after Christmas. There you go. That's the Canadians. Always have to take care of the Canadians here. I still don't know what Boxing Day is, but I mean, box presents, I don't know where it came from. But anyway, I'm rambling on with that. You know, you guys have been great. I'm glad you came back. I apologize for last week and for Podbean. It's absolutely, yeah, Kwanzaa. We'll get that later, Eric. There's Kwanzaa's coming up too. But I am, and that's another great, I'm going to do a show on Black traditions and how they fit in with America too, because there's a lot of Black traditions that have been around forever that suddenly are popping up, like Juneteenth. We think, oh, they're doing this because of, you know, the liberals, whatever. Yeah, Juneteenth has been around forever. So we'll do another show on that too at some point. Anyway, till next week, folks, this has been absolutely fun and real. I'm glad you came back after the technical difficulties last week. Hopefully they don't happen again. Crossing my fingers. And we'll see you all on the next go round. Bring your friends, bring your families, bring everything. And next week's a joyous time. So please, please bring as many people as you can. And we'll see you then. Have a good night. Good night, everybody. Have a great week.